I'm David Ellenberger. I'm the Regional Campaigns Manager out of our Denver office for the Rocky Mountain States for the National Wildlife Federation. For over 80 years, we've been advocating for our nation solutions to our nation's largest conservation challenges. And for the past decade, us and our 6 million members and supporters, our 50 state affiliates, have been working hard on the front lines of documenting the impacts of climate change and on our natural resources and the people and wildlife that depend upon them. We're doing these types of events all around the country over this August recess when Congress is out on break and supposed to be talking to their constituents. We have our senator here, Cory Gardner, with us in a cardboard form today because he couldn't make it. But we'll hope to have some of your comments going into him today. There's an event, I think, happening tomorrow in the Great Lakes, for instance, about the algal blooms in Lake Erie and all the people that are working together, including charter boat captains and whatnot, to fight that problem that's happening. And you may have heard the administration's budget zeroed out all EPA funding for Great Lakes restoration programs. And so this isn't just an isolated thing that we're talking about here in forests. This administration has really ramped up the assault on our nation's bedrock environmental laws in a manner that we just haven't seen before. And so we're, as activists, really having to stand up and fight for what we believe in. And I think this event is so symbolic of that. Today, we're exploring the relationship between public lands, climate change, the important role that mountain communities can play. And these lands are a cultural foundation for the American West, as you've heard from all the different speakers. It's kind of hard batting cleanup, by the way, because a lot of these points have been well covered. But thank you, guys. You did a great job. Due to climate change impacts, these lands are becoming more and more susceptible to insect disease outbreaks, catastrophic wildfires. We have a new report on that back on that back table there if you want to read more about that. But the fire cycle is now year-round. As you heard, there's less water due to climate impacts, and so the forests are drying up. And a lot of our keystone species like aspens, for instance, are having sudden die-offs and hard time making it. Not only that, our national forests and public lands in Colorado, which there's almost 25 million acres between the BLM and the forest.